It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 137. Matt Scott is joined by Dennis Holzer and Joe Whitaker talking about technology in extreme weather conditions. Joe Whitaker starts off talking about what integrators can do to assist their clients should a natural disaster occur.
It's one of those things that it's like electricity and heat. You know, if the power is gone, the internet is gone, there's not a lot you can do. Helping them be prepared is obviously an option. But when stuff goes south, it is the one time where you're allowed to not have your system work. Because, you know, act of gods are what they are. We have, like in here in St. Louis, we do have some emergency alerts that are piped in ahead of time over speakers that kind of override everything. They kind of follow our tornado sirens. We have things like that. But the biggest thing is education. I did some work a couple of years with a not-for-profit that provides technology assistance to those areas that suffer from disasters. And there was a study done, and the top five things people ask for when a disaster hits is number one, food, number two, water, number three is data and communications, before shelter and clothing.
Yeah.
But the thing is after the fact, you know, you have to prepare them with batteries, ways that they can alternatively charge their phones, things like this, because in a disaster, tornado, hurricane, things of that nature, forget it, it's game over. Because you're talking about cell phones being taken down, fiber being torn out of the streets. At that point, there's not a lot you can do. I found this article a little interesting, but if you look at some of the biggest impacts that we've had from natural disasters in the last 10 years, there's nothing that any of us could have done to help. I mean, I was in Houston when the big hurricane came through and sank everything, Galveston Island, down to one building in the center. And we were doing everything we could just to help people get landlines back up.
Yeah.
And then when it goes south, it goes south. So the best thing to do is promote early preparation, you know, be able to deploy early warning systems in the houses we support, be able to let them know if internet goes down or network goes down, you're going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks. If power goes down, you're at 1 to 3 weeks. Be able to let them know that when these things happen, you know, your best bet is to bail, because you're not going to be able to do anything. Get out while you can.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.